This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Parts of the high country may get close to 2 feet of snow overnight. Areas around Vail Pass and Idaho Springs could get hit hardest. On the Front Range, the forecast shows mostly rain starting later this afternoon. Bruno Rodriguez with the National Weather Service says precipitation will get heavier overnight.
But it's going to struggle to accumulate, probably mostly grassy surfaces, if anything, and maybe just a slushy inch or two for the most part.
There's potential for a flash freeze during tomorrow's morning commute. The storm should clear out of the state by tomorrow afternoon. Colorado lawmakers are moving forward with regulations for psilocybin. Voters agreed to legalize psychedelic mushrooms last fall. Democratic Senate President Steve Fenberg says Colorado is only the second state to take the step.
A lot of people are watching. This is something that most states have not ventured to do. It's important that we get it right.
Republican Senator Barbara Kirchmeier raised concerns that the law does not put enough guidelines on the centers where people will be able to pay to take mushrooms. That prevents local governments from setting their own rules.
I think local governments get it that you can't ban it, but they should be able to regulate it in a way that protects the health, welfare, and safety of their citizens.
The psilocybin regulations bill passed the state Senate this morning and now heads to the House. Students at the University of Colorado will be refunded fees for services they couldn't access during COVID's shutdowns. CU settled a lawsuit with the students last week for $5 million. The university initially refused to refund the money. The settlement covers all students enrolled in spring 2020 at the school's campuses in Boulder, Colorado Springs, Denver, and at Anschutz. This is CPR News and KRCC. There is rain, like I said, all around the Front Range and snow in the mountains.